Hi, this is Alex Burles from the Vancouver Canucks. This is the Hockey Guys.
Hi, I'm Thomas Sagan, and you're listening to the Hockey Guys.
I'm Jamie McLennan, and this is the Hockey Guys.
I'm Devin Royal, this is the Hockey Guys.
My name is Mike Camilleri, and this is the Hockey Guys.
I'm Nick Kyprios, and this is the Hockey Guys.
Monday, September 14th, 2015, episode 58 of the Hockey Guys podcast. Here's truly Hunter Crowther and my co-host Chris Shannon. This episode is brought to you by Justish and Hockey, one of the leaders in fashion for the game played on ice. Whether it's shirts, hats, or sunglasses that, since I've received my pair in the mail from the folks at JDH, will turn heads and make you instantly cooler with your friends and or coworkers, JDH is the way to go. Visit justishandhockey.com for more information on this wonderful clothing brand and the Hockey Guys sponsor. I'm here with my co-host Chris Shannon. Chris, what are you up to today on this Monday as we record on a Sunday evening? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Just relaxing, you know. The Dolphins won. Football's back. Can't be angry at all.
I assume that the Cowboys won as they played last night against the Giants on Sunday Night Football, i.e. later tonight. But no, I love when the NFL's back. It's my favorite thing to do. I don't know about some people, but I'm one of those guys who will just sit on the couch all day and I'll watch NFL Red Zone and through the 1 o'clock games. And usually my team, the Cowboys, is on for the 4 o'clock game, or maybe I'm in prime time. But just having football back, especially college football too, that's a Saturday that you can waste and just watch all day. It's good to have football back.
It is. I was watching it and I think to myself, like, there's no other sport like football. It's not a sport game. It's not something like that. It's an event. Like, on Thursday, like Patriots versus Steelers, and I was watching it, and the whole lead up to it, it was just concerts, big, it was just crazy. It's so much more than a sporting event. It's taken so seriously in the US, and with all the fantasy and everything going on, it's just a huge part of the American culture.
Do you do fantasy sports?
I do. Yeah, I love fantasy sports. Yeah, it makes me watch other games and makes me more interested.
See, I think that's the reason why I wish I got more into it. I used to be really into fantasy football, and then I had a little bit of a lull. And actually, this is the first year. Shout out to my buddy Aaron Lieberman, who's at school right now in Ottawa. But I'm in a fantasy football league with him, and I'm forgetting just like the little intricacies of drafting running backs and when to take your quarterback and when to take a defense and should you get two tight ends and getting back into it. And I don't know. I never did fantasy sports with baseball, never hockey, although I guess maybe I should. I guess it makes you pay attention a little bit more, like you said, to players on other teams. I think especially, too, in the East Coast, we get so wrapped up in the, you know, original six teams or Canadian teams or the mainstream teams. But I guess it makes you a better fan. It's also a form of gambling too.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, but that's where sports is going. So you know, there's so many debates you can have with that, but we'll keep it at that. But I do fantasy hockey as well. I'm part of a big fantasy hockey league with my family and like their friends and everything. It's a huge event, and I'll tell you, like last year, I watched so many games, like the Arizona Coyotes versus Buffalo Sabres, which I would never watch just to see if my I could get guys and see if they can score some goals. So it does help and make you want to watch games, but yeah, I mean, it also helps you with your knowledge of hockey, so it's good.
I had the, for my first fantasy football Sunday back, I had NFL Red Zone on. And if you don't have NFL Red Zone but you're an NFL fan, you have to do it. It shows every single live play that's within the 20-yard line, the red zone, and it shows you the instant highlight of a big play that just happened. It keeps you updated on everything that's happening in the league at that exact moment. It really is something special. It's won dozens of awards for broadcasting, and the way they set it up it's really well done.
Sounds like they're our sponsor. I mean, we'll take them as a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. If NFL Red Zone wants to sponsor the Hockey Guys podcast, then so be it. Anyway, this is the Hockey Guys podcast. We might as well talk about it. I'm sure if you're still with us, I'm sure some people have tuned out by now. They're just sick of us.
They are, but you know what? That's good. I mean, you know, it means we're doing something right.
Or we got a reaction
to some people. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do it our can. On today's show, we're going to talk about the 2016 World Cup. It was announced earlier this week that it would be taking place all in Toronto, Ontario next year, between September 17th and October 1st in 2016. Group A will have Canada, Czech Republic, USA, and Team Europe. More on that later. And in Group B, it'll be Finland, Russia, Sweden, and Team North America. Now, Team Europe is comprised of players who are from the countries that aren't Czech Republic, Finland, Russia, Sweden. And then Team North America is comprised of North American players that are under the age of 23. I was thinking about it, the amount of players that could be on that 23-year-old team. And Puck Daddy was talking about it earlier, Morgan Riley, Jacob Trouba, obviously McDavid and Nykl. And then you forget Brandon Saad, Nathan MacKinnon, Dougie Hamilton, Aaron Ekblad, Seth Jones. I'm reading right off
Alex Galchenyuk
as well. You think about the different players that could potentially be available. And I've made this argument since they announced what kind of format they were going to have for the tournament, and I've actually taken a lot of heat for it. But I would be cheering for the North American team if I'm watching this tournament, because this is what people don't understand. This isn't technically an international event. This isn't a double IHF-sanctioned event. It's the NHL. It's all for profit, okay? This isn't a better for the game. This isn't the glory of a gold medal and representing your country. And you still are representing your country. It's elite hockey playing. It's elite hockey being played by the best players in the world that are within the NHL. But I just think that people have to not be so serious with cheering for USA or Canada or whoever they usually do when it comes to international hockey. I really like this concept of the North American idea with the young kids. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I agree with that to a certain extent. I think the North American group, I like that a lot. And that's one I think people really do hate. But I think that's cool. You know, it's just, like you said, it's not the Olympics. You're not playing for your country. This is an NHL. Yes, it's a money grab, but NHL needs to do that. Go watch NFL, go watch NBA. They all have these money grab events. And I'll tell you, you're going to watch it. These money grab events are entertaining. And we're getting hockey early next year in September. So, of course, it's going to be awesome to watch. You know, I think everyone's giving it heat because they wanted to be the Olympics. In a way, I think it would make the Olympics a little bit less special if you're doing it every 2 years. You know, this is something different. This is run by the NHL. I agree. I wouldn't cheer for Team Canada. And maybe it's because I'm spoiled that I've seen Canada win so much. I think it'd be cool to watch U23 team just play against these guys. Now, the thing I don't like about this tournament is the Team Europe team. I think I love watching the Latvians and, like, you know, those underdog teams come up and surprise everyone. You know, it just, that's what makes people love March Madness, is seeing those little teams that no one expects jump up and beat that huge money team that has all the money and just is successful all the time. You know, that's what makes it so special. And that's what I love about the Olympics. You know, we saw that with Latvia last Olympics. I kind of miss that. I mean, I don't like that won't be there. You know, Slovakia, I mean, there's still a lot of good players. That Team Europe will be very good. You know, they're going to have Kopitar, Chara, Hossa, and then, you know, there's even more. It's going to be interesting, but I do wish that they figured that out a little bit more. But, yeah, the U23 team, I think people are kind of just putting that down. But realistically, the only position I think they're going to really have trouble in with finding a position is goaltending, which, you know what, that can be fixed in a year. You know, who knows? Jake Allen may become that next great goaltender, or another goaltender may come up and be much better. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And I think it really is a little too early to speculate. And everyone's really getting excited for this whole thing, because of what they did this last week with the whole event and everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is cool. I think this is awesome. The NHL, you know, we're just waiting for this. And, yeah, I don't know why people give it heat. You know, we get free hockey, and it's going to be entertaining, and it's early. I don't understand it all.
The only thing that I'd be worried if I were if I was someone within the NHL would obviously be players getting injured. And, mm-hmm. like, I was thinking about it, too. It's between September 16th and October, or October 1st. So let's say the NHL season this year ends in, it usually ends early June, right? Around there, early to mid-June for the Stanley Cup Finals. That is a very slow recovery time, or that's a very small recovery time. And when you think of the players that play at these sort of events, they're guys who play on top-tier teams. That's why they play on top-tier teams, because they're top-tier players. So a lot of these guys will be in the third or in the Stanley Cup Finals for their playoff run. They might have a deep run when you already consider the amount of international hockey they've played in years past. So now when you add, again, another top elite international event that's being played between some of the best players in the world, and it's just before NHL training camp, that can be scary. And you don't want to see a situation where a guy gets injured for the rest of the season because of a tournament that, you know, I hate calling it a money grab, but that's what it is. It really is for profit. But, you know, the players signed on to it, and they love it because it's extra revenue in their pockets. And it's something that, like you said, it just benefits the league. Another side thing that I find interesting is ESPN owns the exclusive U.S. rights for this thing.
Yep.
And this is I just find it interesting because ESPN has had such a weird relationship with the NHL. They used to have coverage on their games. They haven't lately. It seems like NBC has been the primary broadcaster. And I think they've done a tremendous job. I like Doc Emmerich. I really like Pierre Maguire. A lot of people don't, but I think he's interesting, entertaining, and he's also educational. And not to mention also Xbox One, Xbox 360, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, all these online subscribers, they're making it, or all these online platforms are making it available for viewers. I just think it's interesting that the NHL is now stepping into this realm of online broadcasting. I saw it in the NFL where I believe it was Yahoo paid the rights to air an NFL game, and they chose the or they got the England game. I forget who's playing in that one, but
I think it's the Bills, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they play overseas, and you know, you see now more and more people are just watching their games on their iPads or their iPhones or on the computer. I mean, even today I was watching NFL Red Zone on my laptop with an HDMI in the TV. I mean, it's just, I just find it interesting now how television stations are less and less getting involved with it. And now you're seeing, like I said, online platforms bringing coverage to games. And my last point on it is I just think it's interesting now that ESPN is trying to get back into the hockey game. I wonder if them buying the rights to this event may kind of see them go into that NHL area the next time the NHL's contract with NBC is done, which I'm not exactly sure when that contract's done.
Still a while. I'd say like 7 or 6 years. I think they signed that 10 years. Yeah. So there's still a little bit. But I don't want to cut in there. But you know what? Like, you bring up a great point. That ESPN thing's very interesting. And I was reading an article on that. ESPN, you know, they bid on that, and it was pretty high. You know, NBC, they were totally keen on getting part of hockey, you know? Yeah. And, you know, they didn't want to overpay for it, and ESPN did. But the weird part is the month is going to be – this is pretty much right now. This week is when it'll start next year, which is the biggest week of football and college football. So it kind of tells you that I doubt that this will be hosted on the ESPN 1. It'll probably be on ESPN 2, maybe a couple – maybe some games will be on ESPN 1. But it won't be giving the greatest privilege to us hockey fans in America that will be able to watch it. But I'll tell you this. I think ESPN is starting to notice that hockey is a growing sport, especially in the U.S. They really are, because 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was just the start of the new brink of hockey in the U.S., you know? Yep. Now it's – I mean, you know, you can look at this U.S. World Cup team. You know, the predictions already of what the team's going to consist of. The U.S. team is amazing. Like, they are going to be contending in the next couple of years, and prospects are still coming from the U.S., which that are fighting for their lead. Like, you know, Jack Eichel is coming in there. Alex Galchenyuk. Those are just two names that I'm putting out there, but they're both amazing players that'll be franchise players, and those are just two guys that have come in the NHL in the last 3 years, you know? Yeah, it's going to be interesting with that whole thing. I also agree, you know, NBC has done a good job with the NHL. I think I also am a fan of Pierre Maguire. I listen to him every day on the radio. I think, you know, I can see why people don't like how he talks, but the guy knows more than anyone else. You know, he's just so much different. And I think NBC's done a good job there, and I think it does leave a little separation between the NBC. I knew they were a little pissed off that they didn't get that deal done with NHL, because I think that they just kind of thought they'd get it. But yeah, the World Cup, you know, I think the ESPN did a smart thing here. That, you know, it could be turn into a huge, great investment, or it could turn into nothing, you know. But
I would just like to see ESPN put a little more effort into hockey, and I understand where they're coming from, because you can only do so much if no one's watching. I understand that, you know, they put hockey highlights at the end of the broadcast, just like in TSN in Canada, it's usually like a European golf tour or curling or, you know, something from Europe at the end of the highlight package. But, you know, if you can at least put a little more effort and at least acknowledge that it seems like every spring there's a bit of hockey fever. Like, it seems like during every playoff run there's – whether it's because that city's team is making a deep playoff run, or because there's a trending storyline, or maybe because the sometimes in the NBA the first round or two is really slow. But it seems like there's some sort of attention that hockey gets in the U.S. during the postseason. Or at
least, they did do a poll last year on ESPN. What's the best playoffs? And NHL beat the NBA and NFL by a good amount. You know, and that it's true though. It's just entertaining playoffs. And that's where it's growing. I mean, you look at this, like you look at the ratings in the playoffs. It's crazy how the ratings go up in the NHL because people love playoff hockey. You know, I understand regular season is hard to get into, but people love that type of hockey. You know, I had friends that don't watch hockey at all, but when the playoffs start and they're on NBC and everything, people are watching it because it's entertaining hockey because you see these guys fighting for their lives on skates going 50 miles per hour with 100 miles per hour shots. It's entertaining.
There's nothing else like it. It really is maybe the best tournament in the world. Yeah. I know a lot of people bring up March Madness. The World Cup in soccer is obviously a great example of a great tournament, but and maybe the 2016 NHL World Cup will be. But I think that when you look at the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, my God, like it really is something else. The first round is incredible.
And I think the first round is the best thing of sports ever. And, like it's the best month.
I just love it because my favorite thing too is when because I do watch a lot of ESPN. I have a stream even at home that I'll watch. I just like watching American sports television more than TSN or Sportsnet sometimes. And I'll watch ESPN, and when they do talk about hockey, they get jacked up about it. Like they actually like it's these guys who probably do baseball and basketball highlights all day, and they've seen every dunk before. And once you've seen one home run, you've seen all of them. But when they do a hockey package or you know, they don't even do the game highlights, but they'll show a big hit or a big goal. They get fired up for it. I mean, they love it. I think there's I think there's something in an American, I think maybe not like a Southern American who his thing is college football. I get that.
Yep.
Or, you know, just Joe Plummer who wants to sit at home and drink Pabst and watch NFL all Sunday. I get that too. But I think there's a little bit of something in each American that when they watch hockey, they get intrigued. Because it's unique to any other sport. No other game is played on ice, and don't mention curling because that doesn't count.
Yeah, and yeah, curling, that's a mess. I actually saw a sign, I think it was on Twitter, like it was a hockey, a U.S. arena in Alabama, I think, and it said curling is coming. And So maybe curling is the next big thing in the U.S. But also you bring up a good point. I just thought about this. ESPN has the rights of college hockey in the U.S. And I'm telling you, 3 years ago, college hockey was nowhere, and it's grown that much in the last 2 years. I'll be honest; like I'm starting to watch college hockey too. And on the ESPN, they put it on their main channel list here. On some games, you know, they put it on ESPN too. It's really starting to grow. Now I know there's John Buchagras, who's a huge college hockey fan and all hockey fan, like really, and he's really growing hockey. You know, I can like you see that he's trying to get hockey on.
Well, the OT Challenge alone.
Yeah,
I mean, like it seems like it trends across America. All throughout the spring during the playoffs.
But like what I'm saying, Hunter, is like even in Florida, people are watching. When you walk around all the restaurants and everything, people are watching hockey. Like you don't even like when it was Montreal versus Ottawa, I was with my cousin and my friend. We were walking around restaurants just trying to find the game. The game's everywhere because it's playoff hockey. And I'm telling you, if you look at the ratings, they're high. They're near NBA. I mean, the NHL Stanley Cup is nowhere near the NBA finals. But the NHL playoffs as itself is very much near the NBA playoffs as a whole in ratings.
You got to give hockey credit too in this postseason because look at the NBA's postseason or at least the finals, I mean, it was Golden State and Cleveland. You had LeBron against Steph Curry. I mean, it was the perfect matchup for the NFL or for the NBA. And hockey was, it wasn't close to in numbers, but it was competitive. And you saw
it was.
You saw that in markets, obviously Buffalo and obviously Chicago and Florida, but even markets like California or Middle America.
Las Vegas was number three.
Vegas, exactly. Yeah. I remember how that was a talking point during the finals.
Kansas City. Those are two like just random places.
Like,
yeah,
they care.
There is a hockey market, and there's a difference between a hockey market and a market that's going to go see games. Like that is something that people still can't comprehend. Like Kansas City, they're not going to get a hockey team, but they still will get ratings up the roof.
Exactly. There's fans. And I remember I used to bring this up on the previous incarnation of the podcast when me and James used to do it, and we used to talk about U.S. hockey, and we talked about how it would evolve over the years because what you would start to see more is Canadian hockey players play professional hockey in the U.S. and then retire and then meet an American woman or something and settle down.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. then they marry that woman or whatever and then have kids. And then those kids grow up and now they're U.S. citizens and they're playing hockey and they've got a father who he didn't even have to play in the NHL. That's what people always they think, oh, he's got an NHL dad. It's not just that. It's the dad who played in the IHL. Or the old AHL.
Who played hockey. Yeah,
yeah.
Who played hockey.
The dad,
yeah.
Who, the dad who has a concept of the game, and already he's the only kid in his school who can skate and stick handle. He's probably the only kid in the area who can. And not only that, he's got a dad who actually understands the fundamentals and the intricacies of the game that he can teach it to his son. And I know I'm rambling, but what I'm trying to get at is U.S. hockey has developed to the point where you look at a lot of the U.S. junior teams every Christmas. A lot of them have dual citizenship. They have a Canadian mm-hmm. father or something. And U.S. hockey's evolved to a point where now it's catching up, and now it's getting those grassroots. It's getting those, you know, once Gretzky went to L.A. and hockey started to take off in the U.S. and all these arenas started popping up all across the country, now you saw minor hockey evolve. And I said it's a matter of time. I said it on the previous incarnation of the podcast. It's a matter of time before U.S. hockey catches up to Canada and will pass them.
And I'll tell you that. Yep.
Go ahead.
And this is the thing that I'm noticing now more than ever. The NHL is finally marketing its players.
Yeah.
Like that is a – that's any sport in the U.S.
100%.
It's all marketed through players, you know? Every single event. In the Super Bowl last year, it was all Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch and yep. Tom Brady. That was it. NBA Finals, it wasn't Cleveland versus Golden State. It was LeBron versus Steph Curry. You know, that's what it is. That's what sports is. Now, you know, a couple years ago, it really got big. You know, that was kind of the start of it, was Ovechkin versus Crosby. Now it's McDavid versus Eichel. You know, there's so many things that are going to happen that'll grow, you know?
Crosby, Ovechkin saved the NHL. After that lockout, it was Crosby, Ovechkin that made them go, wow. It was Bird Johnson in the 80s. That mm-hmm. stopped the NBA from being some bush league that was about to be foreclosed on and turned it into the billion-dollar industry it is today.
And now this year, there's a perfect example of that, is your Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. And I know they're on the same team, but I'm telling you, everyone, and this may be the worst example to ever use, but the like when Patrick Kane, when the news came out about the whole rape situation and everything, everyone knew about it because everyone knows Patrick Kane because he is the figure of hockey in the U.S. right now.
He's, you know? He's probably the leading U.S. hockey figure right now.
Oh, for like I have friends that don't know anything. They can barely name any the amount of teams, but everyone knows Patrick Kane because of just who he is and his personality and the way he plays the game. And P.K. Subban, too. I'm telling you that. Like, friends in the U.S. don't watch hockey. They know who P.K. Subban is. And that's a player that the NHL and the Montreal Canadiens need to market more because – man, he's like your basketball LeBron type player that he's just outgoing and friendly and the fashion and all that. That's how you have to brand yourself.
Well, I always made this argument, even I guess 5 or 6 years ago when PK Subban first like entered the NHL, and I remember there was so much conversation about him being too cocky, he's too flashy, he's, you know, not defensively responsible enough. And I just looked at it as the NHL is entering this new era where it's speed and it's offense and you're trying to grow the game. You've got, like, from a marketing standpoint, PK Subban should be on the cover every single year. Like, he really is the perfect – he's the perfect player to brand because you've got this physical freak who's arguably one of the most dominant players at his position. He's eccentric. He's got personality. He's flashy. He's African-American in a sport that's not at all. That's 99% white. So you've got this player who hits it on every level. And as a brand, you could make him the most popular player in hockey because he's personable. He can talk to you. He's always great with kids. He does dozens and dozens and hundreds of pieces of charity. I mean, PK Subban is the perfect player to brand. And in the grand scheme of the conversation, he's the guy who the NHL should be branding around. Like, I remember when they did the voting a few years ago for the cover, and Bergeron beat Subban. And they tried to do that commercial where Bergeron reads poetry, and he tries to, you know, and they try to make him funny. But, like, you can tell he's just an awkward kind of guy. You can tell he's not really comfortable in front of a camera. But on the other end of the spectrum, you've got PK Subban, who's, like, hockey's version of Michael Strahan. Like PK Subban, yeah. Like PK Subban's going to be Charles Barkley when he retires.
Oh, and he'll be the guy on media, and that's another. Like, that's, you know, exactly. I think we'll end it here. NFL and NBA, all those big guys, Magic Johnson, you know, all those big guys go on to TV, and you know, that makes you want to watch. I don't want to watch after, like, period, or like on coverage after the game. You know, no. I don't want to watch it because it's not. To be honest, I don't find it entertaining. So, you know, you have to – PK Subban, I think, will be the marquee guy. So when he retires and he does that – and I think there's no doubt that he'll be in media. He's already said he's
He's already done media hits too, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's already been a weatherman and all that. Like, he's going to be the pedestal and he'll be the start 100%. Of hockey. And, yeah, I mean, I think we've gone through a nice rant about it. But I think it's just – this is a positive rant. You know, we actually have a fine – like, hockey is growing in the U.S. Hockey is growing all over the place, you know. If the Canadian dollar wasn't so bad right now, which hopefully it'll get fixed,
no kidding.
NHL would be blooming. The salary cap would be huge, would be going crazy. Who knows? Next year it may be fixed, and we'll see how well this NHL is actually growing.
Thanks, Harper government, for that crappy dollar. I'm curious about this as we take a break from hockey on the Hockey Guys podcast. Chris, have you followed at all the U.S. election at all? I know Donald Trump is kicking ass and taking names. I don't think he's actually going to win because I think you need like endorsements from like senators and governors to actually like make any leeway. But God, I just find it interesting. Do you guys care at all about the Canadian election though? Like, do you guys, is it even like come up in conversation at all?
No. It's especially right now. It's all about the U.S. This is going to be, I don't know. Like, there's really no true winner. I think, you know, and don't know so much about politics, but I am interested in by it. You know, I think it's crazy that Donald Trump is doing so well, but I can also understand it in a way because people want something different. They don't want a Bush or a Clinton back. They don't want that. And I understand that. That's not what the U.S. was created for. It's not a name that should, a legacy of a name that should just keep on going. You know, that's not what the U.S. is. It's going to be interesting. I really, you know, I think it's still way too early to actually say, Trump's going to be president. And that's really, I think people are over exaggerating, I mean, that's what the news does to us. So we're all going to be thinking that.
The news over exaggerates?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? So I mean, you know, I'm still a Canadian citizen and all that. So I really won't have, you know, next year I'd be able to vote. It'd be my first year to be able to vote, but I won't have my citizenship by then. So, you know, I think it'll be really interesting what happens between now and next year, because I really don't know what will happen. You know, is Joe Biden going to run? You know, there's a lot of questions up right now. It's just Joe. Like you, every week there's a new poll that says someone else is winning. So
I don't know. What do you guys think of my last thing on U.S. politics? And then I swear we'll go back to hockey. What do you think of Bernie Sanders? Because this guy owns the internet right now. Like everything on Reddit, Bernie.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, all youth loves Bernie. Like all the young guys love Bernie. Everyone loves Bernie.
That's why the young people got to vote though. I mean, it's such a cliche, but young people don't vote. So like, change, like I always laugh. I look through my Facebook timeline and my Twitter timeline and all I see is like stop Harper and time to go Steve and they hate Stephen Harper so much, but I'm like, you know, less than a third of kids in my age bracket vote. No one cares. So like if you're gonna be so cool on Facebook and post the status about it, then do something about it. Like
go spend 5 minutes and vote. Yeah.
Like, do you remember the Stop Coney thing in 2012?
Oh my God. Coney, that was crazy. And it wasn't even real. Like,
what a joke.
No,
it was real. That's the saddest thing. It's child soldiers. Like, that's a horrible
epidemic. After a month
nothing happened.
And you know, there's
no one cared.
And there's so many examples of this now, and it's just, you know, like right now it's all about the immigrants and all that, and like, or not the immigrants.
The migration. Yeah.
Migration, and you know that's absolutely horrible what's going on there. And I guarantee, in 2 months, people are going to forget about it.
That's the worst part.
All going on.
Everyone wants to be a social media star. Everyone wants to get on their soapbox and talk about how sorry they feel about everything that's going on. Well, if you really care, then do something. And like, I'm actually proud that, you know, the province of Ontario is welcoming migrants. They're saying they want to take on immigrants. They want to help the situation. And I hope that people are doing what they can. But, you know, and maybe I'm being a little narcissistic. I tend to be that because I'm in, you know, we're media. But I just, you know, when I see people post these statuses and they act like, oh, my God, it's such a travesty what's happening. Well, then, like, you know, care. You know, I'm not the best either. I'm not the best guy for it, but like, you know, I just, God. And I just always think back to Coney 2012. Everyone changed their Facebook display picture, and they're like, I'm raising awareness. You're not raising money. That's kind of, that's the one you need.
Yeah. But, and we'll, I'll bring it back to hockey. Be happy you have Gary Bettman, people. Please. Be happy you have Gary Bettman.
Oh, my God.
Because he's, you don't have Roger Goodell, people. Like, this Gary Bettman, I am just starting to notice more and more that this guy is probably one of the best commissioners out there. If you really look at his resume, there's so many
corrupt leagues and things going on.
Yeah, and no, he is starting to really get a lot of love after that, after the lockout. You know, I'll be honest. I think what he has made the NHL something huge. And I know a lot of Canadians are thinking, well, he hasn't done anything for the Canada. It's all about the U.S. Yes, because the U.S. is the biggest market. But I don't want to hear that he hasn't done anything for Canada. Canada hockey, you know, it's just, it's already so big. There's a certain limit you can do.
He gave
you
a team back in Winnipeg. He could have just been like, screw you, you're never coming back.
Oh, for sure. And
I'm
who knows,
force
maybe
a team in Kansas City. But no, he gave it back to you.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe Quebec will get one. It's really too early to talk, especially with this whole Canadian dollar thing. You know, this has really been a business slash political podcast today, but I think it's really entertaining. I think this is, And you know what? You'll have 100 other podcasts about the Toronto Maple Leafs sucking and the Montreal Canadiens winning. But right now, you're going to have a little knowledge about the old business of hockey and U.S. politics. It wasn't what I was expecting, but it's good. I love
it. No, I wish we did more shows where we didn't always have to talk about current events. We don't have to talk about the latest signings or whatever. I like when we can kind of have a broad discussion and let it kind of, like, we got to talk about post-game shows today in football. We got to talk about politics. I got to talk about Donald Trump.
That's what makes a good show, diverse. Yeah. So I think we should do that more often. Yeah.
We should just ramble and let conversations kind of go south. We should. Mm.
I like that. We haven't had a guest in a while, which we will next show for sure. Yeah. So we've really just talked to each other.
Yeah, we're definitely working on a few guests. Hopefully we can get some stuff as training camp rolls along. I know we've been
We're all very busy right now, especially with the website and everything. So
we've also I'm sure Chris can add a little more detail to this. We've added a few writers onto our staff, and we're hoping to start to get more content out. We've been trying to write a little bit more. I just got settled into school, so I'm hoping to get a little bit more writing, and we got some more guys that we're trying to find. And this is just a wide announcement to anyone listening. If you like hockey, if you like writing about hockey or talking about hockey, and you can actually grasp the English language enough where you can put some words together and it doesn't sound like ramble, then, you know, give us a shout out. No, you can, Chris, you can give your email. Chris, what is your email, by the way?
ChrisShannon1998@gmail.com, or just message me on Twitter, ChrisShannon16, and just message me saying, hey, can I just ask for a follow, or just say you want to write for us, or the Hockey Guys, which is just the Hockey Guys on Twitter. You know, we are looking for more writers. You know, the Hockey Guys, we're going through a huge revamp right now. We have some huge plans, and hopefully we're going to edit the website. We're already going after some big writers. We're getting some, you know, revenue will be involved for our writers. There's a whole bunch of things we're doing. You know, we're working on credentials for any league too, you know, any league in hockey. We want to be diverse. We want to be unique. We have a whole lot of plans. So please contact me, ChrisShannon1998@gmail.com or ChrisShannon16 on Twitter. And yeah, you know, we'll have more info for sure on what's happening with the Hockey Guys, because more of it will come late September, early October. But, there is some huge things happening with this website, thanks to James and Hunter, and it's good so far.
A lot of credit goes to Chris, too. Chris has been working on everything. He's been emailing and DMing and just communicating with a lot of people over the last few weeks. I got to thank Chris, too, because we've delayed sometimes with the podcast. We've struggled to get it on air or struggle with some things on the website, and Chris has done a tremendous job. So, you know, bravo.
Hopefully we can make it something. So, you know, we're on that grind right now. Big things are coming for us. You know,
that'd be cool if we actually did something with this. Cool.
Yeah, it would. Up to you, people. You know what? Like, really, if you are interested in hockey, if you have a fandom for hockey, any league, just email us. It's not a big deal. You know, if you have any ideas, just email us. You know, we want to be really social media present. You know, and also this is just kind of going into it. I mean, our ratings for our shows are going up every day, you know, and even without guests, you know, our first couple of shows, we had to rely on guests to retweet it and get us views. Now it's just, we're tweeting it out and we're getting some great views and our numbers are great. You know, it's just, thank you, you know, from our bottom of our heart. When we started this, we were kind of like, all right, let's see where it goes. You know, we've already got a sponsor in Justice and Hockey, which has been amazing. You know, great guys. Check them out for sure. You know, they've just been amazing, especially with this, with the summer that we've had, all been busy, you know. James, who's a great owner for the site, and he's ready to make this thing happen, and we all are. So the Hockey Guys, you know, we're back better than ever. Big things are coming for us the end of September and October. It's going to be a huge site, and I guarantee in a couple months from now, we'll look back at what we had and how we just never took credit for what we had and never used what we had, because really, I think we're gonna for sure have success.
Well put there, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's I'd like to be emulated. I would love to emulate that guy. So
Morgan Freeman.
That was really good. You are, you know what? You are the Greg Wyszynski of this podcast. You have some great imitations. We need to get him on, which I know you're working on, and we can have a nice little imitation contest.
Yeah. Andy Dufresne stepped inside Shawshank Redemption. All right. I don't know. Is that good enough for one show? You think?
I think that's good. You know, and we'll be back. We'll be back later this week with a guest and some more info on hockey.
Hopefully.
And yeah, but it was a good show. I think certainly, you know, the people are going to love this.
Yep, absolutely. No, it was good to talk about it today. Yeah, glad we got to talk about the World Cup too. I'm excited for the World Cup. I think it's a unique idea, and you got to cheer for Team North America, guys. I know that you might have that like Canadian and American allegiance. I know that. You don't want to betray your country. Trust me, you're not. This is for money. This isn't for charity. This isn't for the good of your nation. The NHL is doing this for profit. So have fun with it. Cheer for these guys.
It's not the Olympics. Olympics and World Cup of Hockey is very different.
You wouldn't want to see Dougie Hamilton just run some 30-year-old over? Like, you're telling me you wouldn't want to see Brandon Saad be on a shutdown line? Come on. Like, have fun with this, guys. It's not even a real tournament. Like, I guess they're sort of working with the IIHF, maybe. But like, if this is what the NHL is going to switch to instead of sending players to the Olympics, which is ironic. If you want to grow the game, why wouldn't you go to the Olympics? That's in a country.
I
think they will too. Even though they're doing this, I think that they're going to do this and they're going to do the Olympics.
And I'll tell you this: if they don't. Players exactly like Alex Ovechkin are going to leave, and it's going to turn into some huge, huge debacle. The NHL knows that.
I really think
they're not going to say anything right now, and I understand, you know, there's a lot of situations that go into it, but I cannot see the NHL not going to the Olympics. This is a money grab, yes, but it's going to be an entertaining thing. Every sport is a money grab. It's a business, so we got to be happy that we have this. This is going to be entertaining. It's a year away. I also hate talking about something that's happening in a year away because we have the hockey season rolling around. I've been watching the rookie tournament all weekend. I am so ready to watch some hockey. We are back into this. I'm pumped, you know. I'm ready to see my Montreal Canadiens, see what they do.
Yeah, I'm pumped to watch your Canadiens fire Michelle Therrien by December, too. Anyway, This has been the Hockey Guys podcast. Yours truly, Hunter Crowther. My co-host, Chris Shannon. You can follow me at Hunter Crowther on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. At ChrisShannon16. Also, give him a message. If you're interested in writing for the Hockey Guys, if you have a specific team in mind, if you live near a hockey city that has a professional or a junior team, like I said, if you want to write for the NHL, the AHL, the WHL, QMJHL, ECHL, OHL, if you want to talk about AAA hockey, go ahead. If you want to talk about your little brother's AA team who's 10 years old, I don't care. If you want to write for us, go ahead. Send an email to Chris. Do it.
Anyway. We want to be, we're unique.
Yeah, exactly.
Unique website. Yeah,
we're
we want
hockey
to be
through unique minds. It says it on the banner in the site.
We're the Hockey Guys.
Exactly. And this has been episode 58, brought to you by Just Dish and Hockey. Thank you for listening. And enjoy your. Damn it, I finished the show crap. Anyway, see ya.